The question was asked, how does one discern between dream and prophecy? How do you know if it's a regular dream or it's a prophetic vision? So one of the fundamental points of prophecy is that the prophet has precise clarity in understanding that what he's seeing is a vision from God. And he knows what God wants of him. Because if that were not so, then we could not praise Abraham, for doing the Akedah. Because if there was room to question whether it was God talking or a hallucination, and the Medrash even says there was this old person who came to Avram, to Abraham, and said, "Hey, old man, don't you think you hallucinated?" And Abraham looked at him and said, "No." And this old man said to Abraham, "Are you sure? Maybe in your old age, your wits have got the better of you." And Avram said, no, it was prophecy. And then a young man came to Yitzchak, came to Isaac and said, "He's gone out of his bunkers at his old age. How are you going with him on this?" So the Medrash says this was all the Satan. The Medrash has a whole process of what happened with the Satan, how many times he tried getting in their way when they were en route to the Akedah. That's one of the reasons why we go out to the water on Rosh Hashanah. We say v'tashlich b'mtzulot yam kol chatotam, to commemorate the waters that Abraham traversed en route to the Akedah. He wouldn't let anything stop him. But the Rambam, Maimonides, writes that this is one of the great lessons of the Akedah. It teaches us how clear a prophetic vision is. How clear it is to the prophet that this is God talking. That's what it says at the end of the Akedah. Abraham declares the mountain, Behar Hashem Yireh. On this mountain, it was just proven that God is actually seen by man. That there's clarity when man sees God. Now, we can develop this further with Maimonides and the principle that when a prophet sees prophecy, every part of his prophecy has to come true. Otherwise, he gets executed for being a false prophet. The example I always give is if the prophet tells you tomorrow at 12 o'clock, the sun will set, 12 noon. And comes tomorrow at 11:58, the sun sets. So if it were something else, if it were a magician or something, we'd say, close enough. If it's a prophet, we give him the death penalty. Sorry, you're a liar. But I got it almost right. Right, but God gets it right. God doesn't say almost. If you'd say tomorrow at approximately 12, the sun will set, then you wouldn't have gotten killed. But if you say tomorrow at 12, and it didn't happen at 12, so the fact that it's a miracle and you got it almost right doesn't interest us. That is the difference between a prophet in the name of Hashem and some other sorcerer. The prophet's going to be 100% right. So that's Maimonides. So that's an answer to the question. The prophet has clarity that what he saw is a prophetic vision. And when the Navi describes, Bachaloma de Berbo, the Torah says, that the Navi is spoken to through a dream, that's a borrowed term. The Navi sees his prophetic vision with his soul, with his neshama. It's not an imagined thought. Wow, it's his neshama that sees something. If two people are standing next to one another, so it says Daniel was standing next to Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, and they saw prophetic vision, and he didn't. They were prophets, he wasn't. So he's standing there, and they're seeing something he doesn't see, because the neshama sees it. It's not something the naked eye would see, but it's something that's seen with clarity. Okay?